Good, mate. Yourself?
Not too bad at all for a Saturday afternoon. Very soon, Brisbane Roar versus Sydney FC. How do you see this one?
Yeah, tough one, actually, because it's up in Brisbane. Brisbane haven't scored in a while. They've scored one goal in like their last four games after performing pretty well to start things. And Sydney have lost their last two. Now, it's been about 8 years since they've lost three in a row. So that's why it's hard to get a read on, try and line up. So don't know really who to favour in this one, but it should be a good one to start the A-League action this Arbor.
And then, of course, Melbourne Victory versus Melbourne City. This one at Marvel Stadium.
Yeah, Melbourne Derby, always a great occasion. Hopefully they can get a good crew in. I'm not sure exactly what the capacity is, COVID capacity is, but hopefully there'll be noise. We know that. How much noise depends on how many people are allowed in. But Melbourne Victory under the pump. Melbourne City, two big wins against the two Sydney sides, Western Sydney and Sydney FC, the last two matches. So they've shot back into form, which is great news for them. And now they look to put Melbourne Victory under all kinds of pressure, which they will be if they get beaten, and especially if they get beaten heavily.
And then tomorrow it's Wellington Phoenix versus Perth Glory.
Distance derby down in Wollongong, of all places. So Wellington play Perth in Wollongong, such as the world we live in.
Yep.
Wellington got back into form last week with a win over Newcastle. Perth, they let one slip at home, I reckon, against Central Coast midweek. So they've got a really tough schedule coming up because they've got a lot of games to catch up on the rest of them. But, that starts Sunday afternoon. It should be a good one too.
And then about an hour and a half down the road from us here in Bendigo, of course, is Western United versus Western Sydney Wanderers at Maher Stadium in Ballarat.
Yeah, the Rat, Ballarat, is back in action again. So, I don't know what to think of Western Sydney at the moment. Western United, that was amazing last week, that win over Melbourne Victory. They're so fun to watch. And this is, I think Melbourne City are the only clear favourites in the games playing this weekend. This one's really hard to toss up. I'd probably favour Western United, given that they're playing at their home away from home in regional Victoria there, which is great to see them taking games to the regions as well while they build their new stadium in the Western Melbourne. Mm. But yeah, probably favour Western United just, but it's another close one.
And then if you haven't had enough football by that stage, Monday, Central Coast versus MacArthur FC.
Yeah, so the league leaders, they return home. This is a really special match because it's the pink round, so they'll try and raise a lot of money for breast cancer research. The Central Coast Mariners, they do so well. They wear their pink kits and then they auction them off, so it's a really great cause. Don't know what to think because it's 1v2, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Because MacArthur are in second position after their win over Sydney last week, and the Mariners are still flying after a midweek win in Perth.
Well, give us a tip. Go on. Be daring.
Mariners at home.
And then, of course, as I say there, if that's not enough, 2 days later, we go out to Sydney FC and Western United.
Yeah, don't know what to think about this one because both teams have obviously got big matches to play beforehand. But, yeah, that's the nature of the competition at the moment. They're just trying to fit in as much as possible. Because I don't know when they'll be stopped because of COVID rules. At the moment, we're okay, but you get the feeling it could kind of kick up again at any given time. So they're trying to squeeze in as many matches as possible, which is why we've got all these midweek ones happening.
And let me tell you, as a football fan, it's not a bad thing.
No, it's fantastic.
Hey, Adam.
It is fantastic.
Really do appreciate your time, as always, on the Sideline View.
Cheers, mate. Have a good one.